bud, beau, bro, doc, pal, partner, sis. Those are some of the nicknames we call people when we don't know what to call them. We should know their names, but we don't. And sometimes we get away with it. And sometimes we get caught. Now, this general conference, there was a very limited number of people there because of the pandemic, and so I did okay. But last year at general conference, I got caught. I was standing in the lobby talking with some of my friends from Florida that I had seen and hung out with during the summer at youth camp, and we were laughing about some of the youth camp memories that we really couldn't laugh about at the time, like the last night of camp when the students besieged the staff house and would have done only the Lord knows what to the staffers, but most likely it would have involved a swimming pool and my inability to swim, so thankfully God protected us. But while we were talking, along walked a man I had never seen before, but he knew me. He saw me, big smile on his face, and he opened up his arms wide for a hug, and I didn't know what to do. I had no idea who he was, where he was from. Maybe a youth camp or a revival over the years, or maybe the great unicycle show of Ypsilanti. I had no idea who this guy was, but I didn't want him to know that I did not know who he was. I work hard to remember names. I just could not think of his. So this was going to be one of those times I would reach into my bag of tricks, pull out one of those handy-dandy nicknames, and hopefully live to remember another name. Good day, Simplify listeners. You're listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to How's Mom and Em on Simplify. He gave me a big hug. I gave him a big hug in return, hoping to remember his name, praying, God, please let me know this guy's name. Then he asked me a question no one has ever asked me. He said, how's Mom and Em? Mom and Em? Is this Duck Dynasty? Who's Mom and Em? His question caught me off guard. Did he really know me? What was this? Who was this? Is this some kind of sanctified setup? Then I looked over at my friend from that summer youth camp, and he had gone from chuckle to chortle, and now he was in full-on guffaw, belly laughing. This guy did not know me at all. He was testing me. Would I be humble enough to admit, I have no clue who you are, and I am ashamed to say I failed that test. But that night, I gave myself permission to ask someone's name if I didn't remember it. I wish I could remember everyone I meet, but the more people I meet and the more birthdays I have makes it harder to put a face to a name every time. So I gave myself permission just to ask somebody what their name is if I can't remember it. But I want to give you a few tips to help remember names to go along with the faces you see. First tip is this: listen. When you are meeting someone for the first time, listen for their name. Don't look over their shoulder towards someone else in the room. Give them your full attention, especially when they say their name. So they walk up to you and you say, hey, what's your name? And they say, my name's John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. And you can laugh and say, well, that's my name too. But when they give their name, give them your attention so you can remember their name. And then repeat it. After they tell you their name, repeat it back to them. Nice to meet you, Charlemagne. Because hearing and saying their name is going to help you remember it better. And then, if this helps you, it helped me, spell their name. I was a hardcore spelling bee athlete, so I love spelling. I remember reading the book cover to cover several times so I could remember how to spell anti-establishmentarianism in 10 seconds or less. When somebody tells me their name, I will often ask about its spelling. Like, oh, well, hi, Michelle, nice to meet you. Is that one L or two? Just one. Okay, good. Well, now that you've heard their name, you've said their name, and you've spelled it, it's also an interesting way to see how interesting some people spell their names. You would be surprised at how many ways you can spell the name Amy. Then link their name. Sometimes it helps to link their name or facial features to somebody else by the same name or something else memorable. If her name is Brittany, and you'd be surprised how many ways you can spell Brittany. Picture her wearing a bearskin hat with a gaudy chin strap like the British guards who guard Buckingham Palace. If Gabe wears Coke bottle glasses, think of the angel Gabriel announcing the birth of Jesus to Mary with Coke bottle glasses on. Link their name or facial feature with something or someone else memorable. And then listen again. There comes a time when I feel like the time to ask for somebody's name has expired. If you've ever been somewhere for a long period of time and you should have known people by now, maybe it's even in church and you should know the people where you worship, but you just can't think of their name. Listen. If I've shared quite a bit of time or especially a meal with somebody, I feel foolish asking for their name, especially if they know mine. So at this point, just listen. Listen for somebody else to call their name. At a youth camp, I'll often listen as students call each other's names during recreation or lunch or a service or they're praying with others in the altar. That's a great way to hear their names again and be able to call them by name the next time I see them. There are times you swing and miss and try to remember names. Some kids will come up to me from a youth camp from years gone by and come up and say, "Hey, what's my name?" And I'll say, "Jessica." And they say, "No, it's Brian." It's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." But the worst times have happened while I've been praying with people in the altar. I prayed, "God, would you hear Trevor? Would you answer his prayer? You know what Trevor needs." And at the end of the altar call, Trevor comes up to me and says, "Hey, thanks for praying for me. My name's Matt." Swing and a miss. Thankfully, though, what really matters is God knows their name and God knows their need. Finally, if you still can't remember someone's name and you don't want to call them or pray for them by the wrong name, don't be ashamed to ask again. Just say, "I'm so sorry, what's your name again?" And then try to listen, repeat it, spell it, link it, listen again, and apologize if you get it wrong. Nothing sounds quite as sweet to somebody as the sound of their own name. Well, to answer that gentleman's question, whose name I still don't know, in case you're wondering, in case he's wondering, Mom and Em, they're doing just fine. We are going to pray, and we're not just going to pray that the Lord would help us to remember names, but that God would help us to show people we truly do care. And part of that caring is knowing them, knowing their name, remembering their name, and valuing them as a person. So we're going to ask the Lord to help us to do that. Lord Jesus, I love you, and I'm so thankful you know our name. So thankful you have engraved our names on the palms of your hands. I ask you to help us to remember others' names, to connect with them, to minister to them as we disciple them, the people in our world, the people in our churches. I pray, God, you would help us to care for people like you care for people, enough that you do know all of our names. I do pray you would help us to listen, help us to minister, and help us to make disciples so we can all glorify you and live a life that brings honor to you. I pray you'd help us to do this for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for tuning in to Simplify. I hope this episode's been a help to you. If you know somebody who needs to know it, if you know somebody who needs to know your name and just can't seem to remember it, why don't you send this to them, share it with them, let them know about the podcast, let them know about the devotional from which this podcast was launched. It's a 52-week devotional as we get close to the end of the year. It goes through the calendar year. So it's great to start right there at the beginning of the year. You can buy it for somebody as a gift or buy it for yourself as a gift and treat yourself. You can pick it up at PentecostalPublishing.com, available in print, Kindle, or you can also get it right there on Amazon where you shop. I promised you that we have a little competition going on betwixt two states, Louisiana and Texas, who are often in competition with each other. Right now, our friends in Texas have a 33 download lead over our friends in Louisiana. So if you've got friends in Texas and you want them to win this, just text or call them and tell them about the podcast and tell them they can keep their lead over Louisiana. But if you've got friends in Louisiana and you want the Cajuns to beat the Texans, just call them up, text them, and let them know about the podcast and tell them they can beat the Texans and they can have the bragging rights in October. Next week, I want to share with you an episode about a man whose name you may not know, but just a quick Google search will tell you his story. And I look forward to sharing that story with you, called "You're a Good Man, Franz Stiegler." Looking forward to it. And always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.